أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Harf jar? Loudly. Harf jar? Ha, mashallah. That thing should sink in our mind, you know. Okay, brothers and sisters, we will again quickly do our drill. Huh? Ready? Damirun munfasilun. Detached pronoun. Huh? And they are all marfu. We have to remember. They are all marfu. They will come most of the time as a mubtada. Huh? Okay, ready? Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, Huma hunna, anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu. MashaAllah. I hope you can say yourself also. Try to ask each other and repeat the 14 pronouns. You should say it in sequence without making any mistakes, inshallah. Next one, brother, in our agenda is our drill for verbs. We'll start with simple verbs, okay? Zahaba. Ready? Zahaba, zahaba, zahabu, zahabat, zahabata, zahabna, zahabta, zahabtuma. ذهبتم ذهبتي ذهبتما ذهبتن ذهبت ذهبنا any problem you can say without making mistakes inshallah Keep on repeating this whenever you get chance. Because once you have this pattern, on the basis of this pattern, you will be able to conjugate everything. Everything you will be able to conjugate. Normally, in our Dini Madrasa, they start with fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alat. That is how they start, because they take the fa'ala as the pattern. You know, and everything is done according to the pattern, but they don't know where the fa'al is. They don't know why at the hunna it became lam kalima got a sukun. They don't know. They don't go in that much detail. But for us, it's extremely important. Because later on, when we go into verbs which are made of six word letters, we'll find it's easy, inshallah. So you got the Zahra, okay? Hamidun, Aminatu, At-Talibu, At-Talibatu, Zahabat. Talibatu, Zahabat. See, these things should not confuse you. At-Talibu, Zahaba. At-Talibatu, Zahabat. At-Tullabu, Zahabu. At-Talibatu, Zahabna. Anta, Ana, Anti, Nahnu, Antum, Antunna. See, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Okay, brother. Kharaja. Ready? Kharaja, kharaja, kharaju, kharajat, kharajata, kharajna, kharajta, kharajtuma, kharajtum, kharajti, kharajtuma, kharajtunna, kharajtu, kharajna. Okay? Muhammadun, kharaja. Zainabu, kharajat. Al-awladu kharaju. An-nisa'u kharajna. Ana
kharajtu.
Anta
kharajta.
Antum
kharajtum.
Nahnu
kharajna.
Anti
kharajti.
Inshallah. Okay. Now, we do one more, inshallah. Raja'a, because it is coming. And we are soon going to form sentences. And inshallah, I'll ask you questions, simple questions, and you will answer me with the proper use of the verb, inshallah. It will slowly, slowly make you very strong, inshallah. Okay, well, Raja'a, he returned. Raja'a, Raja'a, Raja'u, Raja'at, Raja'ata, Raja'ana, Raja'ata, Raja'atuma, Raja'atum, Rajati, Rajatuma, Rajatunna, Rajatu, Rajana. Okay? Aisha, Rajat. Aisha, Rajat. Hamza, Raja, Raja. Al-Muslimuna, Al-Muslimatu, Rajana. Ana, Anta, Anti, Nahnu, Hua, Hiya, Hum, Raja'u, Hunna, Antum, Nahnu, Masha'Allah. Excellent. Brothers and sisters, I have some sentences that I've written here. I want you to look at it carefully. Now remember, Naat and Manut, they have a special relationship. Naat and Manut, they have a special relationship. If the Manut is Marfu, Naat will be Marfu. If the Manut is Majroor, Naat will be Majroor. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If the Manut is singular, Naat will be singular. If the manut is plural, naat will be plural. If the manut is feminine, naat will be feminine. If the manut is masculine, naat will be masculine. Are you with me? So there are four conditions in which they will agree. Brother. One, if the Nath is definite, Manut will be definite. If the Nath is indefinite, Manut will be indefinite. So there are four conditions. One is definite, indefinite. The second is singular, singular, plural, plural. And then masculine, masculine. If it is marfu, marfu, case endings. Okay? Always. So this should be very well understood and remembered forever now. Forever. Because our relationship with the Quran will remain, inshallah, as long as we breathe. We will always be close to Quran. So here comes the first sentence. And also I must tell you that we learn, brothers and sisters, Mubtada is most of the time marfu. And khabar, if it is one word, most of the time it is indefinite. Keeping those two things in mind, you look at the sentences. Mubtada, most of the time, marfu, Sister Arifa. And khabar, most of the time, indefinite. Mubtada is marfu and it is definite. Khabar is marfu if it is one word and it is most of the time indefinite. Keeping this rule in mind, you look at the sentence. Al-waladu al-hasanu. Is this a complete sentence? No. It's not a complete sentence. Because it's just, what is it, Sister Maimuna? Nath Manut. Where is Nath? Al-hasanu. Where is Manut? Al-Walud. How will you translate? No, then you made a sentence. Yeah, good boy, handsome boy, fine boy. See, if you say the boy is good, then you made a sentence and it is not a sentence. How will you say the boy is good? Al-Waladu Hasanun. Then it is a sentence. Khabar. See, remember how the Mubtada and Khabar? Fine. Next sentence, brother and sister. Sister Arifa, look at the next sentence. Waladun Hasanun. How will you translate? Ji? No. The boy is good if you say, then you are making a sentence, you are saying Al-Waladu Hasanun. See, this is not a complete sentence. This is Nath and Manut. Waladun Hasanun. Before Al-Waladu Al-Hasanu. The good boy. Now it is a good boy. Okay? Are you with me? A good boy. Okay? So you have to understand. Look at it. Okay? And then translate properly. Inshallah. Now, next item. Sister Aisha, Siratum Mustaqimun. Is it a sentence? No. What is it? Nath Manut. How will you translate? A straight path. A straight path. Okay. Now, if I say to you, Hada Siratum Mustaqimun. Now it is a sentence. Haza is Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Siratun. And what is Mustaqim? Nah. We have to understand this. Okay? Fine. Now I come to the other side. Muhammadun al-Hasanu. See, now we have to see, is Muhammadun definite, indefinite? Definite. So the Nath is definite. Al-Hasanu. How will you translate, Sister Nasreen? No. If you say Muhammad is good, then you'll say Muhammadun Hasanun. Yeah. So how will you say? The good Muhammad, the nice Muhammad, the handsome Muhammad. Because Hasan can mean Jamilun too. Are you with me, brother and sister? We have to think. That is why, inshallah, you will pay extra attention to page 19. And on the next page, brothers and sisters, there are English sentences. You should translate. You should translate. And most of them refer to Naat, inshallah. Now you see, Allahu al-Azimu. All the time we hear, what do you hear? Sadaqallahu al-Azimu. You don't say Azimu, you say Sadaqallahu al-Azim. But it is Allahu al-Azimu. So what is Allahu al-Azimu? Naat Manut. The majestic Allah. Are you with me? Okay, fine. Ar-Rasulul Karimu. Sister Mainas, Ar-Rasulu al-Karimu. Naat Manut. How will you translate?
Karim Rasul.
Yes. The noble. The noble messenger. Are you with me? The kind messenger. The noble messenger. So it is not a sentence. Okay. Now if you say Muhammadun, then you will say Muhammadun, definite, Mubtada, Rasulun Karimun. He is a kind messenger. Okay, noble messenger. Fine. Now, we have to come here, brother. Look at this. Hamidun, which is definite, sahih. No, Rajulun, which is indefinite. So, Hamidun Rajulun. How will you translate Hamidun Rajulun? Hamid is a man. Okay. Now I say Tayyibun, which is again Hasanun. So, Hamidun Rajulun Tayyibun. So, how will you translate? Hamid is a good man. Hamid is a good man. So, brother, what is Rajulun? It is your khabar. And then what is Tayyibun? It is your naat. Are you with me? Inshallah. Okay. Nusrat, I give you a tough thing. Hamidun al-alimu rajulun tayyibun. Hamidun al-alimu rajulun tayyibun. Nusrat, where is Mubtada? And what is al-alimu? It's not. And where is the khabar? Rajulun and Tayyibun is the Naat. Sahih? How will you translate? The scholarly Al and the Hamid, who's a scholar, the scholar Hamid is a good man. Got the idea, Brother Hassan? See, when you see a situation like this, then you have to understand it. Okay? Now, as we talked about it yesterday, that mudaf, mudaf ilayhi are always together. Okay, nothing can come in between them. If there is a naat, it has to come after. We will find out whether the naat is for mudaf or whether the naat is for Mudafili. We will find out, brother. How will you find out, brother? See, Waladul Muallami. Translate. Waladul Muallam. Muallam is a teacher. The boy of the teacher. You can say boy of a teacher because I did not write Ibnu. Boy of a teacher. Okay. Now, As-Salihu. Where does it go to? It goes from Balad. Sahih? How will you translate? The pious boy of the teacher. Got the idea? The pious. Sister Arifa, are you getting it? This is very important, brothers and sisters. Think over it. And you will feel, you will get it, inshallah. Now I say, Waladul Mu'allami, boy of the teacher. Now I say Salihi. So Salihi is Majroor. So the Naat has to, Manut has to be Majroor. So where is the Manut, Majroor in the sentence? Mu'alim. So how will you translate? The boy of the pious teacher. Are you with me? Yes, Abir?
Why is it the boy? It's
Yes, it's another question. Why the boy? If the mu'allim is definite, al-mu'allim is definite, then the mudaf is definite. Huh? You know, because mudaf cannot have al. Are you with me? Because the mudaf ilayhi is definite, mudaf is definite. Huh? I said, waladul mu'allami. So, means the boy of teacher, okay? So, without giving al to walad, we made it definite. Why? Because the mudaf ilayhi is definite. This concept, we have done it, but I guess sometimes you will forget and get confused, and which is normal. So, you will try to remember this. Huh? If I say Abir, Ibnu Muhammadin, how will you say? Translate in English.
Son.
But the son, because we are talking about a particular son. We are talking about a particular son. Muhammadin is definite. So the Ibnu also became definite. Are you with me? So if your mudaf ilayhi is definite, then mudaf is definite. Automatically. It will not have al, it won't have tanwin.
But can you put al?
No, we can't. No.
Automatic.
Mudaf can never have al. And mudaf can never have tanwin. Are you with me? Okay? Remember this. Otherwise we'll have to go back to lesson 5. We don't want to go to lesson 5. Now we want to proceed and progress, inshallah. Okay, so, waladul mu'allami salihu, the pious boy of the teacher. And waladul mu'allami as-salihi, the boy of the pious teacher. So this naat goes here. And this naat goes to walad. Salihu goes to walad because waladu marfu, salihu marfu. And mu'allim is majrur. Okay, fine. I come here next sentence. Ibnu Hamidin as-sadiqu. How will you translate now? Whose turn is? Sister Suhaina? How will you translate this? Yes, the truthful son of Hamid. So where does the Sadiq go to?
Ibnu.
Sister Maimuna, is it?
Yeah.
You are getting it?
Yeah.
Inshallah. Yeah, Dhamma. That is our sign. You know, that is our sign. Okay? Fine. Now if you don't put Dhamma, then the reader has two choices. Either he takes that Sadiq to Ibnu or he takes to Hamid. But if you are a writer and you want to make sure that the person who will read my statement should understand, then you will put Dhamma on the Sadiqu if you want to make it a naat for Ibnu, or you will put a Kasra on Sadiq if you want to refer it to Hamid. Now Ibnu Hamidin As-Sadiqi. My sister Naima. Ibnu Hamidin As-Sadiqi. Where does Sadiqi go to? It goes to Hamid. So what will you say? Son of truthful Hamid. Son of truthful Hamid. Because now truthful is a naat for Hamid. Okay. Now, I give you a tough question, Fatima. Look at it. Nazarati. How many words are there? Nazarati. Last line. Two words. Tell me what are they. Nazarati. Nazarati. Two words. They are mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. What is the translation? Glasses of mine. Opticals of mine. Or my glasses. Sahih? But it is optical of mind. So there is here, you have a mudaf, mudaf ilayh. So, what is mudaf? What kind of a vowel sign will be on mudaf? Nazarati. What kind of a vowel sign will be on mudaf? Brother Hassan? Marfu. Because there is nothing in front. So it is marfu. So maybe it is mubtada. Okay? Wahuwa mudaf. And then ya mutakalam, mudaf ilahi, which is majroor. Now if there is a naat, al-kadima tu. So where will this al-kadima tu go to? Nazaratu. Will it go to Nazaratu? Why? If it goes, then the question is why? Because Nazaratu is marfu. It was Nazaratu plus ya mutakallim, which made it into Nazarati. So we know that it is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. But in this particular case, ya mutakallim always gives a kasra to the noun. Otherwise, it would have been dhamma. Now if you say his glasses, how will you say, brother Hassan?
Nazaratu.
See, you said Nazaratu. Why did you say Nazaratu? Because that is what it is, marfu. But when you say my glasses, then you say Nazarati. But then you know that Nazarat is marfu, it's Nazaratu. Now if the naat comes for that, Al-Kadimatu. So, Al-Kadimatu, Dhamma. How will you translate? Nazarati Al-Kadimatu, my old glasses. My old glasses. Are you with me? Inshallah. My old glasses, what about it? Maksuratun. Because Nazaratu is feminine, so the khabar has to be feminine. Nazarati al-kadimatu maksuratun. I cannot say maksurun. That would be wrong. Maksuratun. Fine. Now look at the sentence, brother Abdussamad. Ibnuhu al-awwalu. First, one second. Sister Maimuna. Where? No, it is khabar then. This is nazaratu mubtada wa huwa mudaf ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi, and then naat. So the translation is my old watch. What about it? Give me some news. It is broken. Got the idea? You got to think like that, right? Inshallah. This will all come with practice. This will all come if you keep on writing. If you won't write, brother, I'm afraid everything will fly over you. Write. Inshallah. Yes, sister. Which one? Maksuratun is khabar. Maksuratun is khabar. Inshallah. Fine. Ibnuhu, brother Abdul Samad, what? How many words are there?
Two.
See here, brother Hassan, Ibnu came. Because the mudaf ilayhi is who. Are you with me? But change that who into ya, ibni. But then still, ibn is still marfu, ibnu. Got the idea? Okay. So, brother Abdul Samad, ibnuhu, al-awwalu, the first.
Al-awwalu
muhandis. Now you tell me, what is al-awwalu?
There is naat for ibnu.
Mashallah. Yeah, it is a naat for Ibn. Now how will you translate only this much?
The first son?
No.
The boy?
No.
His first son.
What will you say? His first son. Okay, what is the news?
Is it Muslim?
You got the idea? Inshallah. This requires thinking, brother. In the beginning, once you understand it, it will always be easy for you. Okay? What is the next sentence in your I skipped three sentences. Baituna al-jadidu. See, very simple. Baituna al-jadidu. Brother Saeed, Baituna. What is Baituna? Two words. Mudaf, mudafilay. Now I have to say, I cannot bring anything in between. If the house is old or new, has to come after. So the naat has come after. Al-jadidu. Why do? Because baitu. So how will you translate? Our
new house.
Khalas. Our new house. Got the idea? Very good. MashaAllah. Muhammad, yes. What is the next sentence?
Aina. Kitabukal kabiru.
Aina kitabukal kabiru. See, what is kitabuka? Mudaf, mudaf. No, it cannot. We cannot bring naat in between. Okay. So the naat has come al kabira to. Where does it go to? Al kitabu. So how will you translate? Aina is where? Where is your big book? Got the idea? Where is your big book? So this page 19 is extremely important for you to work at home. Look at it, think over it, ponder over it, and try to find answers, inshallah. Okay, brothers? And if you do not understand, ask in the class. Ask me again in the break. I will explain you, inshallah. What is the next sentence, Sister Salma?
Aina kalamu kalamu maksur.
Yeah, what is it? Aina kala?
Kalamu maksur. Kalamul maksur.
Aina? Kalamul maksur. So, how will you say? Al kalamu? Al maksur?
Al kalamu maksur.
Yes. So, here, this is very simple. Yeah, so how will you translate?
His broken.
No, then is it kalamuhu?
Kalamuhu.
Yeah, okay, so, okay. If you say aina kalamul maksuru, it means where is the broken pen? So here it is kalamuhu al maksuru. So al maksuru goes to the kalamu. Only when it is ya mutakalim, then we see kasra, otherwise we'll see a proper vowel sign on the mudaf. Aina kalamahu al maksuru. So how will you translate, Sister Salma? Where is his broken pen? MashaAllah. Excellent. Where is his broken pen? Got the idea? On the next page, you have English sentences. Now, brother and sister, during the weekend, you will try to write the answer. And I will ask you on Monday. How did you write it? Are you with me? It will give you practice. See, this exercise is not in the book. But we had many students coming with difficulties understanding the concept. So we have made this small exercise for you in the handout for you to do it and get stronger, inshallah. What is the next sentence? Okay, what is the sentence, Sister Hafsa? Kalami al-jadidu. So, brother Hassan, again, kalami. What is this? Mudaf, mudafili. So, what is our mudaf? Is marfu. It's kalamu. Because, so now, if I have to give a naat for kalam, I have to make it marfu. Sahi. So, I will say kalami al-jadidu. Do. It is clear, brother?
Yes.
Why? Once it is clear to you, alhamdulillah, inshallah, you will understand it beautifully. Kalami al-jadidu. Translate. My new pen. So where is our mubtada? Kalamu. Are you with me? Mubtada is wahua mudaf and ya mutakalam mudaf ilahi and al-jadidu naat. Now let us come to the khabar. What is the khabar? fi hakibati ka al saghirati. So fi harf jar, hakibati ism majrur, wa huwa mudaf, ka mudaf ilayhi, and as saghirati is a naat for hakibati. Hakibati. That is why it is saghirati. Are you with me, brother and sister? Now you tell me, how will you translate? My new pen is in your small bag. Got the idea? So translate them and write it properly. What is the next sentence, Sister Abir? Mashallah, mashallah. Sayaratuka. What is that?
Your new car is beautiful.
Mashallah. Yeah, your new car is beautiful. Now, Sister Abir, the point is, you analyze it.
Oh.
Okay?
Sayaratu will be the mustada and
yeah. Staff. Yes.
Jadidatu is the
is a naat. No. Khabar. See, that is why I say the khabar is indefinite most of the time and it is indefinite and it is marfu. All these things you must remember. Mubtada, most of the time, is definite. Are you with me? Mubtada, most of the time, is definite. And khabar, if it is one word, most of the time it is indefinite. Keeping that in mind, Sister Abir, you say, Sayyaratuka al-jadidatu. Why jadidatu and not jadidu? Sayyaratu is mournness. And then the other khabar, why not jamilun and jamilatun? Because the khabar has to match the mubtada. So say, you did it very well, mashallah. So you just have to understand how far the naat goes. Okay? Sayaratu ka al-jadida tu. This is where our muqtada is all. Your new car. Okay, what is the news? Is beautiful. Got the idea? Inshallah you'll remember this, brothers and sisters. We are deliberately, doing this one by one so that you get a good idea. Number two, we come to the main lesson. Page 84.
One more left?
Okay, what is that? This is a very nice nasha. Sister Arifa, you do that. Fasluna al-jadid. No, I have great hopes in Sister Arifa, because she is a teacher. She teaches Quran and Tajweed to children in the evening. And inshallah, I pray and I hope that Allah will bless her with this knowledge.
Amen.
And she will stand up and teach language also, inshallah. Amen. Inshallah. Because we have lots of teachers for Tajweed and Quran. But not many teachers for Arabic language. Inshallah, she will do it. And because she speaks Arabic beautifully. She has a good experience. She lived for a very long time in Medina. So she has a knowledge of speaking Arabic, inshallah. Okay, sister, you try. What is the sentence? Read it, Sister Arifa, loudly. Fasluna. See? Fasluna. What is this? Mudaf, mudafili. Okay, now faslu will become our mubtada. Fine. Now if there is a naat for mubtada, where will it be?
Al-jadidu.
How will you translate?
Our new class.
That's it. Now give the news. So what is amama? Zarf. So immediately you will say, Shibu Jumla Khabar. Because there is no other Khabar. And then what is Maktabati? Mudafilihi. Say, Zarf will be followed by mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? Zarf will be followed by mudaf ilayhi. So inshallah, you will remember this. Huh? So it's, now how will you translate? In the front of the library. Library. Huh? Our new class is in front of the library. Brothers and sisters, remember, if a pronoun joins a noun, the result is mudaf mudafil. If the pronoun joins preposition, the result is jarum wa majrur. And if the pronoun joins a zarf, the result is zarf and mudafil. Huh? You forgot my little song? When the pronoun joins a noun, you get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, what do we get? We get zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Remember this, and if you can memorize this tune, sing it then to yourself. Okay? It will just make you understand the concept better. Okay, brothers and sisters, we come to here. Nahnu muslimuna. Mubtada khabar. What is that? Nahnu muslimuna. Ikra waktu. Page 84. Nahnu muslimuna. Fine, brother. Mubtada and khabar. Al-Islamu dinuna. So dinuna is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So dinu is your khabar. Huwa mudaf and na mudaf ilayhi. Wallahu rabbuna. Wow is ataf. Allahu mubtada. Rabbu khabar. Wahuwa mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mubtada. What is the news? Nabiyuna. Nabiyu is your khabar, huwa mudaf, and na mudaf ilayhi. Al-Qur'anu dusturuna. Al-Qur'anu dusturuna. Our constitution. Al-Qur'anu dusturuna. So Al-Qur'anu, brothers and sisters, Al-Qur'anu mubtada and dusturuna, dusturu khabar mudafili. Al-Ka'batu mubtada, kiblatuna, kiblatu is khabar mudafili. And waw is ataf, brothers. Wal-Arabiyatu lugatuna. Are you with me? Al-Arabiyatu lugatuna. So Al-Arabiyatu is mubtada, lugatu khabar mudaf ilayhi. Fine, brother. Aina mudarrisukum ya ikhwanu. Where is your teacher, O brothers? What is the answer? Kharaja al-ana min al-fasli wa dhahaba ila al-mudiri. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla failure. Now we got to look for fail and fail. So where is kharaja? What is kharaja? Is fail. Where is the file here? Can you see the file? Mustatir. I cannot see any marfu noun in the sentence. So it is mustatir. Al-ana is zarf. Min al-fasli is jar majrur. Wa ataf. Zahaba, what is zahaba? Fial maadi, fial. Where is the file? Can you see the file in the sentence? No. So it is mustatir. Means, where is your teacher, O brothers? He went out of the class and went to the director. Ilal Mudiri. Now we come across a new noun. And that new noun, brother and sister, is used for asking question. What is that? Ayyu. What is that? Ayyu. And what is Ayyu, brothers and sisters? Ayu. Ayya. And then Ayyi. Okay? Watch. Are you with me? Now it can come as a marfu, it can come as a mansub, and it can come as a majrur. It can come in any way. Okay. Now the most important thing about ayu is, are you listening, brothers and sisters? It will always come as a mudaf. It will always come as a mudaf. The sentence starts here. Fi. What is fi? Afja. So what will happen to ayji? And then it will become mudaf. And then what will be the next thing? Shari'in. Shari'in. Because this is where the mudaf ilay end. Fi ayyi shari'in. And what is the next thing? Baitukum. Baitukum. Are you with me? Baitukum. Okay? Fine. If you were to draw a little line, it will be better, because there, otherwise you might say Baitikum. No, Shari'in. Two kasras, tanween. That is the end of mudafilehi. Remember? Fine. If you see mudaf ilayhi ending with two kasra, that's the end of it. There will be no further chain of mudaf ilayhi. Maybe nath will come, but not another mudaf ilayhi.